Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 2, to chapter 6, verse 3, and Luke 7, verses 11 to 17. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Through Faith We Are Made Righteous.
So today, let's have part of the book of Song of Solomon, which is interesting book of love between two people, but also representing something of the love of God to his people and his church in particular.
I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. I had put off my garment. How could I put it on again? I have bathed my feet. How could I soil them? My beloved thrust his hand into the opening of my inmost being, and my inmost being yearned for him. I arose to open my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh upon the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but did not find him. I called him, but he had no answer. Making their rounds in the city, the sentinels found me. They beat me. They wounded me. They took away my mantle, those sentinels of the walls. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, tell him this: I am faint with love. What is your beloved more than another beloved, O fairest among women? What is your beloved more than another beloved, that you thus adjure us? My beloved is all radiant and ruddy, distinguished amongst 10,000. His head is the finest gold, his locks are wavy, black as a raven, his eyes are like doves, beside springs of water bathed in milk, fitly set. His cheeks are like beds of spices, yielding fragrance. His lips are lilies, distilling liquid myrrh. His arms are rounded gold, set with jewels. His body is ivory work, encrusted with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns, set upon bases of gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, choice as the cedars. His speech is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Where is your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Which way has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone down to his garden, to the beds of spices, to pasture his flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. His pastures, his flock among the lilies. He pastures his flock among the lilies. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verse 1 to 17. Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. Jesus gave him to his mother. fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So yes, my reflection is we are in this season of Easter, and Easter is about Jesus being seen alive and about our Christian faith in what Jesus did through his death and resurrection that has been conquering death. And Jesus is the first fruit. Often we use that expression of he's the first before everybody else. The belief in resurrection was present in the time of Jesus. There was a group who didn't believe it. I think it's the Sadducees, but generally the Pharisees believed that God's plan was one day to raise the bodies of the righteous for eternal life. But it was something they believed would happen at the end of time, when God would decide to end our way of history and then bring back to life the righteous, with Jesus saying this, the first fruit that happened before the time. Jesus was raised, bodily raised, as the sign that he is the righteous, and that through him we can also be made righteous by faith, a gift that's given to all who received Jesus in their lives. While he was still alive, a few events took place where here a man, and at other times a child, was physically dead and resuscitated. We don't call it here resurrection, because although the people came back to life and they had a normal life, and that life ended at some point in the future in death again. But here we have a story of a mother who had lost her son and was a widow. And Jesus had compassion, saw the thing and had compassion. What struck me in the story is that I think as a Westerner would say, well, here, look, this is a proof that Jesus is God, that Jesus is divine. But that wasn't the reaction of the people of the time. They saw in Jesus a great prophet. And that's because they were, soaked in their own story, the Jewish story. And they had stories of the past where great prophets brought back to life people, and to especially Elijah and Elisha, two of the great prophets. And it was very similar. It was a widow with a son who had died. In both occasions, the son was brought back to life, resuscitated, not in a medical way, but through prayer. The person came back to life. So with their story, with those stories in their backgrounds, they assimilate what Jesus had done to the work of a prophet, a great prophet. And so that's what they saw in Jesus. Jesus was a person who was doing the works of God, because they also saw this is not the work of a man. This is the work of our Creator, who is able to bring back to life. And only those who walk with God, like prophets, might be instruments to do those kind of works. And so not only they saw in Jesus a great prophet has risen among us, but they also saw the favor of God towards them. It also gives me great encouragement that Jesus is full of compassion, and he sees that widow, he sees the pain, he sees the horror of death, he sees the people of that community. And through his compassion, he brings hope and new life. And today that hope and that new life is still present to all of us. God sees our situations where, whatever they are, he hears our prayers, he knows our hearts and our minds. And he sees that with compassion. So we can pray with faith and trust that our prayers are heard, that God sees our situation, and he looks at us with compassion, like he looked at this woman with compassion on that day. So that's one of my thoughts for today as I come to prayer, to pray for the world, to pray for my own needs and the needs of the people I know, and to pray for our communities. Something else that sprang from the text for you?
Not particularly from the text, more from your reflection, really, Fabian. It was just it's just the reassurance that our faith, we just carry that faith with us through our journeys of life, and you just, or I just often wonder, how do people do it without him walking beside, without that knowledge of him walking beside you? You know, and of course that's the challenge for us, isn't it, is to share that with other people, that you know, through everything, you're not on your own. And I suppose, you know, it does strike you, we're so fickle, aren't we? When things are going well, then we're all on, you know, his side. And then when things aren't going so well, I mean, they crucified him, didn't they? So, you know, we're so fickle. But our strength is in the Lord, and never to lose that connection. And I also, the power of the prayer of other people when you know they're praying for you. And so it's just the community of the church, which is what he wants us to build up, isn't it? We're not on our own. So, yeah. So thank you for that reflection, Fabian. I have to say, the Book of Song of Songs is always a bit of a mystery to me. I do have a study Bible, and I keep promising myself to read the bit at the bottom so that I can understand the interpretation in a different way. Maybe I'll do that. Beautiful words, though. Beautiful
it
words.
It is. Yeah. I think the problem sometimes, we want to spiritualize a book too much, and actually, at the heart, the Jewish faith is a very earthly faith. And
it's all about love, isn't it? And it just,
and the earthly reality of love and being loved and beloved, and the physical
being
reality of
human.
That too. That's true.
And celebrating the fact that we are human, warts and all.
Well, let's pray in faith and with the knowledge that God hears, God sees, and God wants to be part of all our lives, and the good bits and the difficult bits, the highs and the lows.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.